Okay, let's go on here to Bruce, who's calling us from Squim, I think.
Hello?
Hi, Bruce.
Yeah, I was wondering, I thought I'd let you know that my wife and I both wrote to our congresspeople about bioidentical hormone thing going on, and I even threw in a little something about Royal Rife and also
Yay.
About the, I think, the head of the FDA Food Safety Division that used to be a vice president of Monsanto and a
yes,
lobbyist
sir.
For Monsanto and got it so that the FDA didn't have to do safety checks on genetically modified foods before approving them. So, you're right. There's a whole bunch of garbage going on out there, and I'm trying to let them know. Anyway, I was wondering if you had any some fairly specific examples of products for both personal cell phone iPad protection and for house-wide protection.
Okay, I can tell you about house-wide a lot easier, just simply because I happen to use them in mine and they do the job. Go online and look for Stetsurizers, Stetsurizer. There we go. Stetsurizers. Now, what those do is, first, you can order one or more, and if you don't have one already, you can order a little gadget that will tell you wherever your house has what's called dirty electricity, which just means irregular, not a steady. Under control electrical flow, but where there's frequencies in there that are going up and down and up and down and cause the formation of an electromagnetic field, which isn't good for us, which can be detected with this thingy. Anyway, we did that throughout our house, and then we started plugging in sensorizers, and we checked again, and what do you know? They had normalized the electromagnetic fields all over the house. So,
okay.
Invented by an electrician and a PhD doctor out in California, because the electrician, oddly enough, being an electrician, was electromagnetically sensitive, and he got to feeling real bad when he went into certain buildings, and he found out it was because of these frequencies that aren't in line with the main frequency. So anyway, stetsurizers are one thing. Insofar as things to stick onto the back of one's cell phone, I don't personally have a cell phone. When I had one in 1996, I couldn't get my work done. The thing kept ringing, so I just gave it away. And so I know there's some products out there, but I would really have to look them up some, sir. There are places online that do nothing but study the problems with electromagnetic frequencies, and they maintain some pretty good lists of what you can do. So I'd go looking for one of those.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you very much.
Well, thank you, sir, and thank you for calling, and thank you for your patience.